Welcome to the Dead 3 Coaching Podcast. I am your host, George Evian, and welcome to another episode. We appreciate all the support that you have given to us as we continue to create this content and continue to kind of consume content and be able to put it out there for things we're learning, considering, and implementing with our teams. We have a new platform that we're also working on. If you're listening to this, obviously we do have our podcast that you can download and listen to on Spotify through our website at dead3coaching.mykajabi.com. That's in the show notes. And we're doing some new things as well. You can come to our website and you can sign up for and subscribe to a product that we are calling Beyond the Podcast. We're trying to give you more than just the podcast, giving you show notes and quotes and blogs and outlines and images and pictures and a number of anything we can think of. Ebooks is our new thing right now. We're creating a lot of ebooks. So there's all this content that we're creating from just creating these podcasts for you, but also all the other content we're consuming ends up in a note form of some stretch that we can then provide out to you. So please hit our website. It's in the show notes. And then from there, you'll be able to get all of the content that we're consuming and creating as well. So we started a new series. So if you didn't listen to the last episode, I'm going to give a quick background on it and why it's important to me and why we're doing it and maybe how long it's going to take. It's going to take a while to get through this series, if we call it that. And I just keep hearing the word professionally, not the word professionally. I keep hearing professionally the word empowerment. And I seem to always come across that. It seems to be even the content that I was consuming this morning, it was just about empowerment and how to empower our people, our teams, to be the best that they can be. So I wanted to really do a dive for myself so I could speak to and think clearly on and speak to others about how to build empowered teams and what that looks like, what that means. What are the pillars of it? What is the foundation that you need to build in order to have a truly empowered, high-performing, elite team and individuals, building empowered individuals? And so what I typically do, and mentioned this in the last podcast, is I just build empowered as an acronym. And now there's 9 letters that make up empowered. And the first one is encouragement. And then there's winning and there's mindset and there's empathy and decision-making. And probably with the D, we'll probably put in discipline as well. But like, what is it that if you were to speak or if you were to build or if you went into a new organization and you talk to everybody about building an empowered team, that you can speak to what that is? And the E, there's 3 of them, right? The E to start with is encouragement and really being and building a culture and environment around encouragement and recognition and positive reinforcement and feedback, right? I do have notes here right in front of me from a podcast I was listening to today. This is a little bit off point, but we'll get to it immediately here when we get going on our own personal notes that we've built here. But the first thing that hit me today when I was consuming content, and this comes from let me zoom in on his name. This comes from a gentleman named Mike Campbell that was on the podcast with Ed Molitor on the Athletics of Business. He's become a very good friend, a good mentor to mine, Ed Molitor has. And I'm just listening to this episode with Mike Campbell. I encourage you to go listen to Coach Molitor's content. But Mike Campbell, who is a former college football player that's now in the pharmaceutical sales business, don't know everything that he does. I'm still working my way through the episode. But he said this. He said, "You can punch me in the face with feedback. You can punch me in the face with feedback. I'm here to get better. I'm here to contribute. I'm here to show my value, my worth. And you can punch me in the face with feedback." And that comes from maybe his athletic background of playing football at Auburn and all that. And I don't want to go into all his notes, but I've got a full page of it here. You will be able to find these on our website. So listen, circle back to it. We're building our website up to be the place that you go for leadership, coaching, development content, 100%. There's going to be online courses that you can sign up for. There's going to be eBooks, all that sort of stuff. So please go there. Please hit our show links to get all the content you might need. So let's jump into it. Encouragement. Let me just read this because I read it the last time we did this. An empowered team in an empowered team. Leaders and team members provide encouragement to boost confidence, foster a can-do attitude, and inspire continuous effort. Continuous effort. We could talk about effort and hard work and being hit to the ground and how you get back up. You're all going to get hit. We're going to get hit. I'm building this Dead 3 brand up. We are doing podcasts and all this content and doing emails and Twitter and all this sort of stuff. And I'm going to get knocked to the ground. But how do we get up? How do we stay up? How quickly do we get up? And all that. So let me read that again, that in an empowered team, leaders and team members provide encouragement to boost confidence, foster a can-do attitude, and inspire continuous effort. And it helps to create an environment where individuals feel valued and empowered to take on new challenges, that they could continue to get better. So we talked about encouragement, just kind of the core definition of it. There's bullet points underneath this that all contribute to what an empowered team with that hangs its hat on encouragement looks like and sounds like. The first bullet point we talked about in the last episode was just having a culture and environment of positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement. The second bullet, and go back and listen to part one of this. This is now part two. I want to make sure we get through this. I want to try to do what we can to keep these to 20 to 30 minutes. But the second bullet point, just to jump right into it, is just constructive feedback. And that's why I went back to what Mike Campbell was saying in his interview from this morning is, well, constructive feedback, providing feedback that focuses on the individual strengths of your team members, the people you're leading, and the areas that they could improve upon. So, I mean, that's just kind of a definition of feedback. Being able to provide that level of feedback where you focus on their strengths, encouragement, recognition, celebration. Those are the three key bullet points without question to these empowerment sessions that we're going through. But you've got to encourage through constructive feedback how that helps team members grow, and that you've got to be able to develop their skills by fostering and a culture of continuous improvement. And we talked maybe a little bit about this the last time. In fact, I'm sure we did. I think we did positive reinforcement and constructive feedback. But I wanted to hit on feedback again simply because of the content I was consuming this morning. And I want to go through these, at least the constructive feedback, fairly quick. You can punch me in the face with feedback. That encouragement through feedback. Encouragement through feedback will help your team members grow, and it'll help them develop the skills that they need. And it'll help you foster, build, contribute to building an environment of continuous improvement. But again, we talked about this the last episode, but to hit that all again, you know, the feedback, I said this in the last episode, you've got to be really aware, self-aware, open about how you're giving feedback to your people. And we've said this in so many episodes. You need to know how you're leaving people. And then how do you leave them so that they can improve, you get better, all that when you're not around? But you've got to know how you're leaving your people. So the idea of the feedback is it well-received feedback? Well-received doesn't mean that you're just focusing on strengths and you're patting them on the back and you're making them feel great and all this. But even well-received feedback for the person receiving it when it is highlighting on areas of improvement, right? Weaknesses, right? I know we go strengths and everything I read stays away from that word, and rightfully so. I get it, right? Areas for improvement. But you're making sure that you as a leader offer the suggestions for improvement and the growth alongside the areas for improvement. So let's just get into kind of the last three points. So the first two were just really focused on positive reinforcement and then the constructive, well-received feedback that you have to give as a leader. You have to give it. Coach Krzyzewski, the head coach at Duke basketball, former, he is now retired, 1 year removed, talks about confrontation You have to be comfortable with confrontation. You have to be. Now, I've got buddies that I'm really tight with, and we can have confrontation because I know at the end of the day, they're my buddies. And I know they care about me. I know they know what they're talking about. I know they want the best for me. And we can go back and forth in disputes, in feedback, in criticism. We can. Now, if I don't know somebody, I don't respect them, they don't care for me, all that, then it's harder to get that feedback. It's harder to get that level of feedback. But the idea of that you can punch me in the face with feedback comes from care, investment of people in one another. The last three bullet points that I want to get to. The next one is just the recognition of effort. If you want to build an empowered team that is built around encouragement, recognition, celebration, commitment, dedication, that we talked about the last time, your ability to recognize effort and have it be authentic and genuine is paramount. It is so important. What we do and what Dead 3 does and what we do for a living outside of Dead 3, it probably wears people out because I'm going to do everything I can to recognize accomplishment, contribution, value, and the effort people are putting in. Even if we don't get the outcomes we want, people are working and they want to be recognized no matter how old, how young, that you're working your ass off. And what that, so that way you are always acknowledging and celebrating and recognizing the behaviors that you want repeated. Always. If people are going to be working and writing code at 2 a.m. on a couch with Mountain Dews around them, and you don't acknowledge their great effort, great work, great commitment, great ownership, things we've talked about, and you let that go unannounced and unacknowledged, they will stop doing it. And you will be behind. Now, I'd prefer if we didn't have people doing that. We should be organized and disciplined enough and have a deep enough strategy that we don't need people working at 2 a.m. Now, some people just geek out on it. Maybe some people are working. That's their work hours. That's fine. Acknowledge it. Highlight the effort invested by team members. Even if the outcomes don't always meet the expectations. I try to work my tail off. And it's good. You can only run that merit. You can only run for so long before you kind of just say, you know, I'm ready to walk. Or this isn't worth it. Or what am I doing? Nobody knows I'm here. Right? Blah, blah. Like compelling, painting reality, compelling vision, inspiration to action. And all that creates that commitment, that ownership, the dedication that you need in order to continue to keep people on that wheel. You have to have a culture of acknowledgement. And I'm sorry, you need to have the culture of encouragement and acknowledgement, but we're staying focused on encouragement. But you better recognize the effort people are doing. They did a thing in the NBA, a stat they observed. They observed the Phoenix Suns 10 years ago, they watched Steve Nash, who at that point was a two-time NBA MVP point guard, Santa Clara University, 1994, the things I can remember. And they watched him give high fives or levels of acknowledgement and recognition throughout a game. And it was 250 plus high fives. I don't have the exact number. Pats on the back, high fives, levels of recognition. The idea in his mind is that energy, that encouragement, that positive reinforcement is transferable. And my tank is full. And every time I can give you a high five, I'm going to do it. I'm going to transfer the energy. And he's recognizing the commitment, the work, the ownership, the dedication that everybody on his team has. Are you like that as a leader? You lead, hey, you lead your company, your organization, your program, your sales team, your software team. You lead them in high fives, whatever that might be for you. Or do you sit there and say, man, I don't know the last time I did that. Recognizing hard work reinforces the value of dedication. And it motivates team members to continue with that behavior. The recognition of effort and hard work reinforces the values of dedication and commitment and owner, and it contributes significantly to the sense of ownership. And it motivates team members to persist with those behaviors and habits and routines. 100%. 100%. You got to be able to acknowledge both the small things that nobody noticed. How open are your eyes as a leader or a coach to all that is going on around you so you can recognize even the small buckets, pieces, slivers of value and contribution? I like how you did this and nobody else saw it, but this is why it's important. And I really appreciate that because we see everything. There's this past summer, we were working out in the gym with our basketball team. We had seniors, seniors to be. We had incoming freshmen, 14-year-olds, scared, nervous, embarrassed, anxious, all that. And we had seniors that had done it before. And they're doing weights. These freshmen hadn't seen a weight room ever. Some of them, most of them, had never seen a weight room, didn't know what to do. And then we have a senior who's, 6'3", 6'4", he's gone through the grind of 4 years of high school basketball. Now he's a senior. And I saw him from a distance working with a freshman that was brand new to the weight room, brand new to it, offering encouragement, example, a model, how to do it, making it easy so he could learn before trying to do it hard, and coaching and leading and owning and being committed and dedicated to the values of that program. And so when we got together in the gym as a group, I called it out. I said, everybody get in here. One, the point of the lesson was, you can't say I can't. You have to get the negative beliefs out of yourself. You can't sit there and say, I can't. I saw online a great video of somebody that just says, I currently struggle with. Thought that was great. But you can't say, I can't. You can't have the negative limiting beliefs ever. But then we recognize this senior athlete saying, this is what you did. This is what we're all about. This is why it's important. Everybody in this program matters, from the guy that may be the last person off the bench as a freshman to the senior that gets to start every game and shoot the ball all the time and lead us in scoring and has his name in the paper all the time. It's all important. So you have to be able, the focus here is acknowledging both the small and the significant efforts made by team members. That was a small, quick thing that this athlete did, but it was hardly small in terms of the significance of building a program. And you, as a leader or leader and coach, you have to have your eyes open to what the heck's going on, so you can acknowledge and recognize it. You have to make it personal. You have to have personal recognition to make individuals feel valued and appreciated. Everybody in your program, in your company, on your team, in your software team. Everybody's got a role, and every role is important. And I say these stories over and over again, but it is the gentleman that is sweeping NASA down in Houston in the late 1960s. And he's taking trash out, and he's sweeping the floor, and he's dusting desks, and he's cleaning door handles and toilets and all that. And somebody asks him, what are you doing? What's your role? What's your part of what's going on here. What are you doing? And he looks at him in all sincerity and says, I'm helping put somebody on the moon. Right? Making every role feel valued and appreciated. I appreciate the work you're doing because your role is important and valuable, and this is why. And you're right. You are helping us put somebody on the moon. You got to highlight that connection between effort, dedication, and the overall team success. You've got to connect the dots for your team on reality, compelling vision, inspired action. And you've got to highlight the connection of the effort, the dedication, the commitment, the ownership, and to the overall team success towards that compelling vision of building an empowered team built around encouragement. The next thing that we have to talk about is just the support that you have to have when things get tough and challenges. So encouragement, it's an empowered team. Is a team going to go through challenges, frustrations, missed timelines, missed sales, missed clients, better competition, losses on social media? Absolutely. You as a leader need to be an encouragement and have a culture of encouragement so that when challenging times happen, that you can offer the guidance and support during those challenging times. Those that sweat the most, bleed the most. Those that bleed the most are the last to surrender. So you have to be that. You have to be the last. Your team has to be the last to surrender. And if because of that, you will never give in to the challenges, to the setbacks, and you will be a leader that knows how to support, uplift, and encourage, and give feedback to get out of the jam, positive and negative improvement during those difficult times. Encouragement will show that the team is not alone when facing difficulties and challenges. There's nothing better as a team. Hey, it's all great when we're rolling and we're winning. And it's easy. And we're celebrating. And we're getting the clients and getting the sales and getting the software out the door. Get it. When it's hard, and maybe you're responsible. Maybe you did something to contribute to a lost sale, lost client, bad release. Maybe. But how great is that when leadership is there to support you in challenging, frustrating times? And even more so when the team is there for you during challenging times. Encouragement shows that the team is not alone in facing difficulties, and that collective effort is recognized and appreciated. Build a team around encouragement, recognition, celebration, and understand that you're recognizing effort, you're giving great feedback, you're doing positive reinforcement, you're supporting them during challenging times and setbacks and losses, because they will remember that and they will work harder for you. And the last bullet point to try to keep this under 30 minutes is, and this is the other phrase or word that I use a lot. It is encouragement, recognition, and celebration. If you just had the E in empowerment, I believe you can get a lot done. The commitment, the dedication, the ownership, the problem solving, the winning, the effort, the attitude, the buy-in would be over the top if you just had a culture of encouragement, recognition, and celebration. Celebration of progress. Celebration of effort. Even when you don't get the expected results. Now, you're not going to bring in the unicorns and balloons and clowns when you don't get what you want. You know, you don't bring in the clowns and unicorns and balloons when you don't get Steph Curry as a client and he runs off to Under Armour and you're Nike. Something happened. But you can still sit there and say, hey, we messed up big time, millions of dollars on this. But man, we worked hard. We just didn't work. We dropped the ball X, Y, and Z. We didn't do a great job here, but I'm never going to say we didn't work hard or that we had a different agenda or we weren't working towards a compelling vision. Break down the larger goals that you have with your team into milestones and celebrate those victories along the way. We've talked about this in other podcasts, but I'll tell you the thing that I struggle with is the long, in the software world, is that long 18-month release. There's no, and you have people working on the couch at 2 a.m. with Mountain Dews. And they never get that acknowledgement, encouragement, recognition, and celebration for 18 months. So break down the larger goals, the larger initiatives into milestones. And celebrate the progress that they achieve along the way. Celebrate it. Whatever that means to you. And I, you know, it's, there's the celebration of, hey, going to the corner bar and having drinks on a Friday after they get it all done and Monday they're back. I get it. Public acknowledgement up the chain to other executives. And it's important. Regularly acknowledging incremental successes that maintains momentum. And it reinforces the team's ability to achieve the ultimate objective. The thing that I like about this note here that I took down, but you have to be able to chunk it up into shorter milestones to maintain momentum. If I know I'm on this wheel for 18 months, without anybody caring about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, et cetera. All they're caring about is that timeline, that sale, that client. That's it. Recognize and celebrate both all the individuals and team milestones. It's so important that you acknowledge, celebrate, recognize. And the phrase that I'm going to stick with today mentally throughout the day, throughout the week, put it on my board here. Maintain momentum. Create rituals and activities that mark achievements and encourage teamwork. You're always building the team. You're always focused on the team. You're always focused in developing people to get better. 1% mindset, getting better today than they were last week. Today matters. These details matters. This meeting matters. This release, this sale, this client, this all matters. Let's create momentum. Let's acknowledge, recognize, and celebrate the results of this because we are going to win and we are going to get better. And let's maintain and create more momentum as we go. Use the celebrations that you have as opportunities. Use the celebrations on shorter milestones and chunking things up. So you can celebrate and acknowledge and use names and make it personalized and making sure it's about individuals and team accomplishments so that you can make sure that you know you're focused on their growth, their development, their progress, but also to show them what they're capable of on a more regular basis. You are capable of greatness. You have it in you. I'm not going to wait 18 months to get this done because if you don't make it in 18 months, somebody's going to tell you you're not good enough anyway because you didn't hit the milestone. I'd rather it be every 6 weeks. You did it, man, and we got better. Now, you know what? We're capable of more and better. You're actually better than you think you are as a group, as a team, as individuals. And let's stretch ourselves. Let's grow. Let's set new, wild, ambitious, outrageous goals. And let's work together to go get them. All because we've created an empowered team built around acknowledge, encouragement, recognition, and celebration, feedback, effort, overcoming challenges, celebration of progress, and punching me in the face with feedback. Get better. Do better. Be better. Deliver better. Empowered teams are an encouragement to one another that they can do great things. The thing I am saying right now, if for those that are subscribing to our Beyond the Podcast, holding up my phone here, every morning, my boys run off to school. And all I text them every day, other than I love you, is I say, go be great today. Go be great today. Now, it's becoming a tagline on my emails that we do with Dead 3 Coaching and Leadership Development. But just go be great today. How can we do that, man? Let's just encourage. In all that we do, encourage your team. So that's the E. It's a two-part lesson on encouragement. I appreciate it if you've made it this far. I appreciate the support. This is an audio podcast that you can get wherever you consume podcasts on, from Spotify to my website to Google to iPhone, whatever it is. But you can also go beyond the podcast, and everything that we're talking about is going to end up being content that you can download and post and ebooks and notes, everything. But I encourage you to go to our website, and then we will make it obvious. It's going to be in the show notes for you to go beyond the podcast. Please click that link. You get the video, you get blogs, you get notes, you get quotes, you get action items, you get ebooks. We're going all in on giving as much content to you as we can. And this being the community, the place, your default to go think about and consume content as it relates to building teams, building your leadership capabilities, building your coaching, and building yourself up to be elite. And I hope this becomes the place for you. We appreciate all the support. Thank you for the people that are supporting the podcast. Thank you for the people supporting Dead 3 Coaching and Leadership Development. And all the show notes have everything that you might need. Thank you. Have a great rest of your week.